Earlier this fall, a piece of wood, nicknamed the slab, was loaded onto the back of a pickup truck and driven from Oregon to Washington, D.C. It was cut from a felled Douglas fir estimated to be 400 years old. The two men who drove the slab across the country wanted to call attention to the disappearance of old-growth trees. What they may not have known is that another truck with another log had made a similar cross-country journey in 1917. NPR's Ketzel Levine tells the story of Charles Kellogg and the travel log as she begins a morning edition series on big trees and the lives they've changed.
He made his name doing bird calls. Honest, this tall, mustached, ruggedly handsome man would stand in front of an audience, open his mouth, and out would come robins, larks, jays. Charles Kellogg wasn't whistling, he was singing. He claimed to have the larynx of a bird. Charles Kellogg made that recording in the 1920s. Listen again to a man purported to be singing. Story has it, Charles Kellogg's voice could vibrate at an inhuman range, producing a pitch unimaginably higher than the average human voice. Stranger than fiction? Maybe, but the man did take it to the bank. Charles Kellogg was a sideshow favorite who parlayed his reputation into a soapbox for saving the redwoods.
Ladies and gentlemen, never in your life have you imagined such a creature! She's 22 feet long, 11 feet across, and weighs 8 tons. She's as big as a house. Why, she is a house. Introducing the travel log.
This is a hollowed out log, carved out basically with an axe, and it is the world's first mobile home.
Suzanne Van Meter has written Charles Kellogg's story for the Humboldt Redwood State Park Visitor Center. It's the home of the genuine article, a caravan hewn from a hunk of fallen redwood, Charles Kellogg's home away from home.
It has beds, it had running waters, it had electric lights, and in 1917, to have that on the back of a vehicle was just an amazing feat in itself.
And why did he do it?
He did it because he was very passionate about preservation.
Kellogg hiked and hobnobbed with naturalists such as John Burroughs and John Muir. He may have been eccentric, but he was no crank. With his travelogue loaded on the back of a Nash quad truck, he teetered along two-lane roads across America.
4 times, coast to coast.
Some claim Charles Kellogg played a key role in saving the redwoods. Certainly he spread the word, reaching people who would never have imagined, let alone believed, there could be such trees. Next Wednesday, we begin our own walk among the giants and meet some of the other people whose lives were changed by trees. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
Pictures of Charles Kellogg and his travel log are at npr.org.